and welcome to the episode 57 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. A short and sweet episode today, featuring some live performances, a somewhat problematic song, and some filming for Help. Let's start with another engagement at the Casbah Coffee Club on the 26th of February 1961. The club, in Hyman Green in Liverpool, was in the house cellar of the band's then-drummer Pete Best, as you will remember, and it is one of the venues in which the band could be seen live most often during the 1960 to 1962 period. Moving on to 1962, the Beatles, still featuring Pete Best on drums, performed at the Kingsway Club in Southport. It was their fourth night there, after their debut on the 22nd of January 1962. The building, unused since 2007, was destroyed by fire in 2010 and subsequently demolished. In 1963, the Helen Shapiro package tour resumed with a night at the Gaumont Cinema in Taunton. As you will remember, the Beatles were part of the bill, figuring last in importance among seven acts. The night went on smoothly, but without its leading attraction. Shapiro had fallen ill due to the incessant bad weather, and Billie Davis, on the charts with her Tell Him, substituted her for the evening concerts. On the 26th of February 1964, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m, there was a session at the EMI Studios in Abbey Road, London, for the mono mixdown of the Beatles' new single, Can't Buy Me Love, You Can't Do That. Different mixes of You Can't Do That were prepared for the British and the American market, although it's not clear why. Mark Lewson, in his book The Beatles Recording Sessions, only notes that, with Capitol now keen to see as much Beatles material as possible, George Martin had a double-edged brief in preparing masters, in some instances making US versions a little different from the UK. In the afternoon, from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. and then from 7 to 10:15 p.m., the Beatles joined George Martin and his team to re-record a version of I Should Have Known Better, 19 takes, and I Love Her, 17 takes. Very few takes were completed, with And I Love Her being particularly problematic, with Ringo being unhappy with his drum sound and switching to bongos and claves during the session. In the end, And I Love Her was left for another remake, the work done today still considered subpar. Let's conclude the episode with the busy day the Fabs had in 1965 in New Providence, Bahamas. Ringo Starr was filmed alone at the Yacht Basin and in front of the post office in Bay Street. George Harrison and Ringo were filmed in the gardens of the Royal Victoria Hotel. John Lennon was filmed running out of the public library of the island shouting, "Ringo!" Paul McCartney apparently was happy just to follow the production around. Before the end of the day, more filming not involving the band occurred at Lake Cunningham for the prison camp sequences. Time to wrap up another episode of What a Fab Day. If you like the series, please consider visiting www.simonmas.com/support and show how fab you are. Even the smallest donation helps, and even sharing this podcast with your friends or leaving me a comment makes me feel less lonely. See you tomorrow for more about the Beatles. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.